saved you is still on the throne. Whom shall I fear? When it looks like everything coming across the TV is bad news. Whom shall I fear? When it looks like nothing good is happening anywhere in the world. I know that I know that I know that God is my light and my salvation. I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but people, we are living in dark times. Yet we are called on to be beacons of light. If you've ever been to the ocean, you most likely saw a lighthouse. And historically, those lighthouses were used as big beacons of light to guide ships into the harbor and also to keep them from running ashore on rocky ground. We are the beacons of light in this dark time. It's not complete darkness as long as we're standing. You're a beacon of light, and you're a beacon of light, and you're a beacon of light. And your light must shine brightly. Don't matter how you felt when you got up out of bed, someone needs your light to shine. Your beacon needs to be bright at all times. Amen?
Amen.
If you ever had the flashlight, and some of them have two or three different settings, you need to be on the brightest setting at all times. You need to be ready. And well, why do you say that, Reverend BJ? Because the enemy is prepared. And I don't talk about the D-E-V-I-L. I'm talking about the enemies that are walking right around this planet. The so-called evangelical Christians who want to oppress us. People of color. People that are queer. People that are working class and poor. People that don't have as much as they do. People who can't afford to live in their neighborhoods. They want to push us down and spend their good hard-earned money supporting organizations that will oppress us. Don't eat at Chick-fil-A. Uh-oh, I didn't know what it meant. Don't eat at Chick-fil-A. I stopped eating at Chick-fil-A in 2007. And I read all this stuff online. I had read somewhere that the owner had quietly given, back then he was given what he considered small amounts, $10,000 here and there, to organizations that wanted to strip us of our rights. When I say us, I'm talking about black folks and LGBTQIA folks. He wanted to take our rights away from us. And then he got big and bold about it. Now he's writing $1 million checks. But y'all slide, just like people slide in your DMs, you slide right up in Chick-fil-A and getting that, oh, that chicken's so good. I can't resist those waffle fries. Well, guess what? You're contributing to your own oppression. Not only does it have too much dang sodium, even though it does taste good. He's literally trying to kill you by giving you too much sodium in the food and by taking that same $10 you paid. Oppressed people work, pay attention to what's going on around the country. Amen.
Amen.
Tell it.
Our scripture today is Romans 13:10. Love worketh no ill to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Our neighbors are working or trying to work ill towards us. If you pay attention to what's happening in the news, there are more hate crimes being reported than probably in the last 40 or 50 years.
Yeah.
We're almost dealing with levels of hate crimes like our grandparents might have had to deal with.
Well,
like D.C. Phil and Brother Rick and Brother Raymond had to deal with when they were young men coming up.
You better speak it.
LeBron James, considered now next to Michael Jordan to be the most recognizable sports figure in the world, bought a house in Los Angeles suburbs, and they spray painted N-I-G-G-E-R in big red letters on the garage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This was about a year ago when he was being considered to be traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. And then there was a mural of him in another part of the city, and they said, and they sprayed, "We don't want you here, nigger." Amen. This is what they said.
That's right.
So, it ain't over. Don't think it's over.
Oh, no.
You got your cushy little job, you got your lawsuit settlement, You got your little car in the house and a couple dollars in the bank, and you real cushy, and oh, this is just so plush and comfy.
Don't get complacent.
But they'll snatch it from you before you can blink your eye.
Hallelujah.
Sandra Bland had a master's degree and had accepted a position at the university to come and work and use her education and her skill set to empower and improve the lives of the students at the university. A redneck cop in that same town pulled her over, and she literally ended up hanging in her cell. Exactly. Just last week, a black man was found in that same town, in that same prison, hanging from his cell. Y'all better pay attention. I don't watch TV news, but I read a lot of online news, so I can choose what I want to read and choose what I ingest into my system. Our sermonic scripture, 1 John 4:18 says, it is impossible to love God whom we've never seen and hate our brothers and sisters and siblings who we see every day. How are you going to tell me that you love God and you're out here hating on your brothers and sisters? In the Middle East right now, they're killing gay folks. In Eastern Europe right now, in a place called Chechnya, they are killing teenagers who they think are gay. This was this week, y'all. Not last year, not 10 years ago, not 20 years ago, this week. And they put out a list of the names of the young men. They were between 17 and 25 years old. And I saw a picture where they had a young man by his neck and they had the machine gun behind his head. They were getting ready to point blank range assassinate him. Because they think, at 17, I wasn't even 100% sure quite yet. I was on the path, but I wasn't all the way there yet. They don't know what he's going to be at 17. He ain't even sure what he's going to be at 17. And he doesn't have a chance now to figure that out. Pay attention to what's going on. This week, we had Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who I understand is a Democrat. Hello, somebody.
Yep.
His 1984 yearbook popped up. He's about 34, 35, right? So, the year you were born, he was in his medical school yearbook with, there was one in blackface and one in a KKK hooded outfit. Now, because it's not easily identifiable, his advisors have told him to say, oh, that's not me in the picture. The first day he said, oh, I'm so sorry. Then the next day he came and said, oh, that's not me. Because there's so much blackface on the one and with the hood on the other, you can't tell who's who. Oh, that's not me. That was a mix-up. And he's refusing to step down. And guess what? Guess who's the lieutenant governor? A black man. He would have to give that power up to the same one he mocked. Amen? He would have to give that power up to the same one that he mocked. You better stay focused. Keep your life bright. Don't be in the room and allow people to talk about LGBTQIA or other black folks or oppressing anyone, and you sit there silent. Oh, I need this job. I'm going to strip myself, and I'm going to be quiet and not say anything.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
You got to speak up.
Thank you.
You got to be bold.
Yes.
You're going to have to take risks and take chances.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, you're the one in the medical profession, Sister Tamika. Congratulations on your upcoming graduation. But this disturbed me. It was around 5 years ago, right up in Jenkintown, nice little suburb, not too far from here, when it came out that a white family said they didn't want any black nurses helping with the delivery of their baby. All these women went to the same universities, had the same education, the same credentials. And black women been delivering babies. We were the first. Since we were the first people, we've been delivering babies longer than anybody. I don't want, the husband said to the head of the nursing, I don't want any black nurses. And the hospital accommodated them. This was just 5 years ago. Keep your light shining bright. Right? Because you got to stay on top of everything. I wouldn't have resigned. That would have been a situation where I would have got all the black nurses and said, we ain't helping nobody. You gonna pay me, and I'm gonna sit down until you make this right. Let's move on. Whew. Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
An actor on the hit TV show Empire. I will confess, I watched it the first year. I loved it. Then the beginning of the second year, it kind of fell off for me, and I got a little ADHD, so I lost interest. But apparently, not many people did. It's still on the air 5 years later and doing quite well. He was there. I didn't know they filmed in Chicago. I would assume they filmed in somewhere like LA or New York or whatever. They filmed in Chicago. He came in late from an engagement and he went out to get a sandwich. Now, I was speculating because I talked to Minister Marcus on Tuesday night. I was being like all other colored folk. What was he doing out at 2 o'clock in the morning? It's not my business what he was doing out at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Thank you.
He's a grown behind the man. He should have been able to get up and go do whatever he was going to go do. Get a sandwich or whatever, hello, and do what he was going to do and come back safe and in one piece.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Instead, he allegedly got attacked by men wearing MAGA hats and ski masks. They called him racist and homophobic names. They poured what we think is bleach on him and put a noose around his neck. And if you don't believe that story, what you need to know is that just 2 or 3 days before that, he received a death threat letter from the MAGA people, the Make America Great Again people. So at all, the timeline is very sequential, right? So whether or not he wants you to know all the details of the story doesn't matter. The fact is, his life was put in danger.
Yes.
What disturbed me is the people that are supposed to support him would be the beacons of light. His LGBTQIA siblings were the main ones online attacking him. What was he doing at 2 o'clock in the morning? I don't know what happens at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what people were saying. You know what happens at 2 o'clock in the morning. Nobody was saying, oh my God, we need to organize. We need to protest. We need to send him flowers. We need to send him love and prayers. I didn't hear too many folks saying that. We're the beacons of light in this time of need. Some people said, oh, well, he's a celebrity. He don't need our support. What about all the transgender on the street that's getting attacked every day? We pray for them all the time. At least here we do. Hello. Yeah. We honor them and acknowledge them and recognize them. And let them know that this place is a safe and welcoming space for them.
Yes.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
So don't tell me why, you can't be. Get over yourselves.
Jesus.
Some things ain't your business. Whatever the details were, we don't need to know. All you need to be doing is praying.
Yes.
Maybe petitioning. And maybe even further protesting.
Yes.
That was this week, y'all. And I ain't even done.
Wow.
The educated folks, they call these microaggressions. These are all little things that are attacking us and pricking us constantly. Right? And we as people of color, we're so used to just surviving and making do anyhow that we're almost on autopilot. But sometimes we need to stop and take a moment to acknowledge all the BS that's happening to us right in this moment.
Hallelujah.
How we got here and what we're going to do different. Amen?
Yes.
What are we going to do different to make a change?
Yes. Jesus.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It's Black History Month. And Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of my favorite civil rights activists and leaders of all time, said, darkness cannot drive out darkness.
Yes.
Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. So I'm not looking for what MAGA to eliminate the Klansmen or the alt-right.
Come on.
We're going to have to do that. We're the beacons of light that can drive out that darkness.
Yes.
Believe in the power that's within you. I chose the affirmations and the thought of the week specifically so that you can understand that you have all the power that you need right inside of you.
Yes.
It could be one of you and 100 of them, and you can stand right up to them.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Think about, I sent out a picture this morning on Facebook with the 9 young people. I think it was in Tennessee, don't correct me if I'm wrong. One of the first groups that protested at a lunch counter back in the 60s. Right? All kinds of different faces, male, female, different shades of black and brown. And they went and they put themselves, and probably had no record, I'm sure, because back in the early civil rights days, you had to be pristine just to participate. Right?
Yes.
So they got their first mugshot for standing up for what's right. One of the most famous pictures of Dr. King was him in prison. Not being glamorous somewhere speaking at the mall in Washington, D.C., but in prison. All right? So let's get to our points. Point one, we must fight injustice at every turn. You have to speak up, you have to speak out, you have to protest, you have to sign petitions. Yes. I signed petitions all week long. You would think I was like an 85-year-old woman sitting in the house. Now you can do it online. You just have to go somewhere and they bring you a big book, right? For DC Phil, you know what I'm talking about. And you can see all the names and you add your name. Now you can do on change.org, you can sign. I signed petitions all evening long. Let this man out of jail. Free this woman. Take those children out of those cages in those incarceration camps, in those internment camps. And you think it doesn't matter, but what I like about change.org is once they have progress or change or an update, they send you an update and say, thank you for signing this. We got 34,000 signatures, and this young man is home now with his family. So don't think you can't do something. Not everyone of these is a person that's going to be out on the protest line. I did a protest with R Street and some other groups a few years back. That was one of the scariest things I did. The cops were everywhere.
It was, say
the streets,
that.
The streets was hot. And I was like, you can get locked up any minute. I had my collar on everything. They don't care about that. King had his collar on several times when he was arrested. Dr. King had his collar on several times when he was arrested. Amen. But I had to get out there and do what I had to do. And after I did that one big protest, I was like, okay, maybe I'm not the guy who marched in the street. I leave that for millennials. But I can go online and protest. I can sign a petition, right? I can speak up. And you can also do individual protesting by speaking with people you know, helping to slowly educate them and inform them and change their minds. You won't win everybody. If you get 1 out of 10, consider yourself fortunate. Especially if it's a far right person. You got some Trump people in your family, because there are some black Trump folks out there too.
Hello.
When I went to vote in the last presidential election, there was an older black man. He came out of we were in line to vote, he came out. He's like, yeah, I can't wait till my man Trump gets in the office and does and makes everything right again. Had to be at least a 75-year-old white man. I was devastated. I didn't even know where. All of us in the line were just like, we don't even know how to respond.
Uncle Chuck.
You said that, didn't you? Be a leader and not a follower. As beacons of light, we have to be leaders. We can't follow, right? The trend now is to be on the boat with everybody else, and you're riding along, and you're following. How does it go?
Go along to get along.
Right. Mm. Those days are over.
Yeah.
You can't go along to get along anymore. You got to be out front. And when you're out front, you're in a vulnerable position. That means I'm vulnerable, right? If you ever see the fox birds, they typically fly in a triangle. That bird that's in the front is the most vulnerable. That bird knows if a strong wind is coming. That bird can see if the predator or an enemy is coming first, right? That bird is vulnerable, but that bird was chosen to be up front for a reason, because they knew they could face fear. Not that they wouldn't be afraid or nervous, but they would be able to face whatever came their way. You have the tools and the armor to face whatever comes your way. Don't be afraid. All right. Stand in your truth. We cannot back down. We cannot give in. We cannot give up. We can't give up right now. What they're doing is beating us down. All this news that's coming across, they're out there. They're trashing the Jewish cemeteries. They're killing us in our churches. They're beating us Jesse Smile on the street. They're killing our transgender brothers and sisters and siblings. We are being attacked from all sides. And I just want to take a moment for you to acknowledge that. Because we get so caught up in survival as people of color that we don't take time to acknowledge all the stress and duress that we're under. And some of you may think, again, well, you know, I have a cushy middle class life and I got lots of velvet pillows around me and I got, you know, a $2,900 mattress and I don't know what you're talking about. I saw that on the news, but that doesn't relate to me. It relates to you. You sit in this room, it relates to you, trust me. You might not think it does.
Hallelujah.
The old expression goes, and I'm paraphrasing, goes something like, first they came for the Jews, and I said nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes.
Then they came for the Muslims, and I said nothing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And then they came for me, yes. And nobody said anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you might not think it's your issue or your problem, but it's your problem.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's getting closer to you every single day. Stronger and so must we. I feel like Popeye right now. I need to eat my spinach.
Yeah.
Right? And for me, my spinach is my word. I need to read the word of God. I need to read other affirming books. I'm reading the history of black liberation theology right now from Hal Cohen. I'm reading things that are feeding me. I'm reading Michelle Obama's book right now. I'm about halfway through that. Becoming Michelle. Right? I'm reading things that are feeding me and building me up. We've got three books that Reverend Hassan's gave to the clergy. So I got like five books that are rotating right now. Right? I'm reading, I'm eating, and feeding my soul. You need to be feeding your soul. How does that work for you? It could be meditation. It could be prayer. It could be reading. It could be long walks in the park. Whatever it is, a talk with someone that's supportive and encouraging. Whatever it is that builds you up and feeds your spirit to make you stronger to face the battles that are out there, you need to be engaged in that.
Hallelujah.
Look within, call on God for strength, and also look within yourself and recognize the power that you have. And you must say to yourselves, everyone, put your hand over your chest and say, I am the light.
I am the light.
Amen. Point two, be the change in the world that you wish to see.
Hallelujah.
Don't sit home. You know, so now with the advent of the internet and social media, you have all these people, everybody's typing. You ever see the Kermit the Frog meme when he's just furiously typing out 100 words a minute, right? And you're saying, oh, they need to do this and they need to do that. Who is they? Who are they? We are they.
Hallelujah.
And they are we. That comes from a man I call Father Tyrone. I think his last name is Young. He's one of the older LGBT leaders from Philadelphia. And he has an expression that says, we are they, and they are we. So stop talking about this anonymous they. Oh, they need to do something about all that stuff that's happening on my block, about them drug dealers and all them young girls out there, fast young girls, and all of them boys making all that noise. They need to do something. You need to do something about what's happening in your neighborhood. You need to take the initiative to talk to your young people. And yes, nowadays they might cuss you out. Some of them might threaten physical violence. But sometimes you have to take a risk and speak up, because that's what our ancestors did, and that's why we're still here. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So then there's more things coming up. Now we're getting ready for the 2020 election, so folks are announcing their exploratory committees or considering running for president on the Democratic side, and I hear maybe even on the Republican side, which is highly unusual.
Yes.
Kamala Harris.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Cory Booker.
Yes.
So here we go again with the old school establishment attacking black folk. This is black folk attacking black folk. They said Obama wasn't black enough, right?
Yep.
If you remember back in the early days of this campaign, your parents and your grandparents were not on board with him. They were all pro-Hillary Clinton. Everybody in my family that was over a certain age was, Hillary Clinton! That's all they could see, right?
Yeah.
Obama wasn't even on their radar. Oh, he'll never make it. oh, that's so cute what he's doing, but you know, never mind. Right? They just totally dismissed him. And then as his campaign started to gain some traction, and he started to move forward a little bit, then they were like, oh, well, he ain't black enough. He ain't this enough. He ain't that enough. And then so then the white people started to say, the Republicans started to say, oh, well, he's the elitist. Because he went to a couple Ivy League schools. He's an elitist. He can't relate to you or me or whatever. Right? And they sold all these different, oh, well, and then they were, well, he wasn't, well, he ain't even no citizen.
Yeah.
Stay woke. Because they're doing the same things already to Cory Booker, to Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I read this morning that already Facebook's in trouble again because they're finding more of those so-called Russian bots.
Uh-huh.
They're pretending. So what they did the last time, for those of you who don't know, in the elections with
Hillary
Clinton and that man, I don't say his name.
45.
I call him Grump. And when the election was between Grump and Hillary Clinton, they had planted people in fake identities on Twitter and in Facebook and I don't know, wherever else you use social media, right? And made you think you would communicate with another black person.
Yeah.
Hillary's trash, don't vote for her. She ain't it. And bring up all this irrelevant stuff. Her emails! I'd take 5,000 of those emails right now over what we got in the White House.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
So be alert. If you think you're talking to somebody online, that could be a whole computer program designed to change the way you think. Because then they know you're going to post their message on your page. That's going to reach your 500 friends. Then you're going to share with another 500. And that's how we ended up with what we got right now. The level of manipulation and the sophistication of it is beyond what most of us can even imagine. You're not even fully thinking for yourself anymore. You're being manipulated in a whole brand new way.
Amen.
All right, I'm trying to get through this. All right. So, something I wanted to say is that no, not all black people are a monolith. That means we don't all think alike. And I'm not saying just because a person of color is running that you automatically have to support them and vote for them. See what they stand for. Research who they are, what they did in the past.
Yes.
But hold them to the same standards as you held everybody else.
Yes. Yes.
Some people are saying, oh, well, he voted one way on this bill, I just can't support him.
Yeah.
You put all the people in locally, and they didn't do anything for you.
Well,
your neighborhood was the same way, or maybe worse than it did 20 years ago, for some of you. And you just kept pushing. Right? And I'm a registered Democrat, but I'm just saying, don't hold these people to a different standard than you hold anyone else. We tend to do that to each other.
Yes. Jesus, hallelujah.
Let's see. So, just look at your neighbor and say, be the change.
Be the change.
I need you to be the change, right?
Yeah.
Be the change. And now, point three, and my final point. We must think of the long-term effects or consequences of our actions. What we do today doesn't just affect us. It affects our children, grandchildren, neighbors' kids, godchildren, and all future generations. Like I spoke of in the communion. What we're doing now, the actions we take or don't take, will affect Sophia and Eli Paul, who was here earlier, and Morgan and Taylor. I'm not related by blood to any of them directly, but I feel obligated to leave them a better world than what they came into.
Yeah.
I have a niece and nephew. I want to leave them a better place.
Yes.
I don't want them to have to go through the crap I went through.
Amen. Amen.
It's supposed to get better for each generation.
Amen.
And if we're not fixing it, we're at fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's real easy to sit home and pontificate from your sofa or from behind your laptop. Right? But it takes gumption, it takes cojones to get out here and do something. Recognize that in the end, love always wins.
Yes.
So no matter how dark or dismal it may look right now, Because already people talking about, oh, well, you know, if they put up this person on the Democratic side, you know, he's going to win again, and we're going to have 4 more years of him. Right? Don't believe all the, don't believe the hype. Remember that, that was a rap song back then. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. You can make a difference. You can make a change. Your voice is important. Your vote is important. Well, Rep. BJ, why are you talking about voting now? That ain't until 2020. Because you can start talking to other people that you know.
Yes.
You're an influencer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When you profess that you believe in God, you're an influencer whether you know it or not. People are watching you, some of them not for the right reasons,
yes.
But you're an influencer because you can speak to people and speak into their lives good things.
Yes.
You can say, yes, your vote does count. Your thoughts do count. You should show up to the town hall. You should come to the community meeting. You should be on this board. You should volunteer for this. Right?
Amen.
It may not look or feel like it right now, but love and action will conquer all. Love and action will conquer all. One of my favorite things I've talked about over the years as clergy here is that came to me as I moved forward in clergy is that we always talk about praying growing up, but we have to pray and then take action. Thank you. See, out of the mouths of one of our younger members, faith without works is dead.
Yes.
You got to pray and then take action. What Grandma used to do, and God bless her, it to an extent it worked. She'd go in her prayer closet, she prayed, right? But now, each generation gets wiser. Now we know that we must pray fervently, but we must also take action.
Mm-hmm.
If you want things to change, you got to pray. Because for me, the prayer then guides my actions. Because if I just go out there and take an action, and I haven't prayed, I might do something stupid. Because
yes.
BJ, you know, I can do some dumb stuff if I ain't prayed up. I can go out there and just push that big red button and just make everyone upset. But if I pray first and then go and take an action, I can make an informed step that might have result in real change.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, our final thing we're going to do is I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, we can, and we will make a difference.
Make a difference.
Amen?
Amen.
Ashe?
Ashe.
And so it is.
And so it is.